Okay, I'm on there.
I see you right now. What's going on with you, man? I'm online, man. With my boy Twin. This is Black Daryl Boys Entertainment coming to y'all live. And we're going to talk about our upcoming album. We're going to talk about a few shows we have in the making. We got a couple of little movies we're trying to work on. But not solidified, but we're pushing towards that. And also, we'll talk about the young youth in our areas and how we're going to help them. So how you doing, Mr. Twin?
I'm straight, man. You know what I'm saying? Just out here trying to make a living.
Right. And, if you can brief us up on what you do for a living, how you living out there, anything like that?
Yeah, well, right now, you know, I'm a commercial truck driver, tanker driver. You know what I'm saying?
Regular
truckers drive 18 wheels. I drive a 24 wheel.
Wow. And, how long you been doing that?
I've been doing this since 2014, but I've been truck driving since 2002. And before that, I was in the Army for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? I left the streets straight out of high school at 17 years old and went to the Army.
Wow.
I had to get signed out at the probation department right there, where they ain't got the court building no more down there, but I had to get signed off by a judge to go to the Army at 17.
No doubt. So how you coming to being hooked up in the music industry? Because I understand that you're an engineer, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I went to the Los Angeles Film School for recording and all that stuff up in Hollywood off of Sunset. But how I got into music was back when I was in the Army, when Master P, No Limit, because I was stationed down south in Savannah, Georgia. So
no doubt.
You know, they had all the East Coast rappers, Wu-Tang and, you know, Tupac and all them, but I was bringing that above the law and
all
that, you know what I'm saying? Right, the relatives. Right. I used to listen to the relatives and you know, everybody knew about Snoop Dogg and Death Row. You know what I'm saying? But I was listening to the relatives and, you know, that straight West Coast stuff.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Now I want to dig back a little bit further, man, into when you first came to me and you, man. We go way back, as you know, man. Being Compton natives, man, you know what I'm saying? And I met you in junior high school. I think it was like seventh, eighth grade, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, ninth grade.
Was it ninth?
Yeah, okay. Ninth grade.
You and your brother.
We met on Elm Street on the spot.
Yes, sir.
I want to say through my homie Don Juan.
Wow.
Big homie Don Juan from Treetop.
Most definitely. I remember walking to school, getting off that bus, going in that trenches, man. Because, you know, we used to affiliate with the Power Rules back when we was younger, man. You know, and a shout out to you, man. I congratulate you, man, on the way you been handling your business, man. We hooked up after a long time of being separated. I think it was 20-something plus years, man. We ain't seen each other in at least.
Yeah. And, it's been a while, man. Matter of fact, 30-something years. But, you know, real recognized, real, man. And, you know, like I say, I came up in the Hub City. And, you know, because of the NWA and the DJ Quicks, which I grew up with him, you know, stayed right around the corner from him. But because of them people made it famous.
Right.
Now you got people that don't know thinking that you perpetrating a fraud when you say you from the soil. You know what I'm saying? But I came up at Dickerson Elementary, you know, go to the Friday little dances and shit, little kid, 7 years old with my crocus hats on and my khakis creased, you know what I'm saying? And came up, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm understanding correctly, man, you've been involved with all these other hip hop artists in the industry. Y'all actually did grow up together in the same neighborhood with the Treetop Power Rules, right?
Right. And like when we was at Davis, you know, Quick wasn't hanging around us, around the niggas knucklehead. He was DJing. already DJing, going to Carson, because I would pass him on Spruce, like he walking from Wimbledon, going down Spruce, like right there on the side of Davis. I would pass him all the time. He have on his yellow Laker jacket, starter jacket, and you know, we'll say what's up here and there. And then I would go by his house with Slug, my homie Slug. And, you know, Quick had his equipment. And back then he was mixing like off a mixed match of Spade and Ice Tea 6 in the morning.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, so because we was in the mixed match of Spade in them before NWA came. And, you know, but hey, NWA, the ones who made it famous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But we wasn't feeling them niggas. They was known as, oh, that's them Kelly Park niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Okay, now let's move a little bit on, man, to when you start actually got into the engineering business, the beat business and stuff like that. When you start messing with that kind of stuff?
All right, well, I was in the Army, like I said, and, you know, I didn't really know how things work.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking I'd give me a keyboard, and that's going to be all it is. I'm a one-man band, right? But it's a lot that goes into this music thing. And, you know, so I got me, when the computers came in, like around 2000, the year 2000, I got a computer, and I brought this software called Acid Music.
Right.
And you mess with loops. So you're not really creating your own grooves. You messing with loops, which
is that a kind of like something that's already embedded in the programming?
Yeah, it's already embedded in the program.
I'm trying to break it down in layman's terms so that people better don't understand, just like me.
You got loop makers, which these producers nowadays, a lot of them are messing with loops.
Right.
And portraying that they creating these melodies and stuff. But if you go in the credits of the back of the CD or on the digital platforms and find out who created that track, you will see they splitting a 50-50 cut on royalties with the loop makers.
Right. So in other words, man, that shit is it turned into a whole little business.
Oh yeah, because see, before it used to be looked upon as you a fraud, like, but now they got sites like Splice and all this stuff where you buying, these folks is buying loop packs and creating works that they ain't really create.
Right, most definitely. Now moving on a little bit, not to cut you off, my brother, but I want to know, how did you get involved with this Black De Niro Entertainment? And I want to know what y'all guys working on over there, man. What y'all got going?
Oh, well, you know, like, you know, me and B-Rock, we go way, way back, man. And, you know, being chased out the back of the school by an ocean full of sharks, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's about 15, 20 red crowd, but it's only three in the midst of it when the shit goes down. So always knew he was real. He knew we was real because we didn't run, you know. And my homie Pot is, you know.
But the G homie, that's my
My G homie Pot, which me and Pot came up through since the sandbox, since them cheese popcorns and candy apples I'm talking about. Right, at the Friday dances at Dickerson.
My,
you know what I'm saying?
So
I look in my DM on Instagram and I see my two homies, and boom, it went from there.
So you end up hooking up off them two dudes. You met them on Instagram.
Right.
Y'all hooked up, and did the boy tell you Black De Niro was forming, or he had a record label forming, or what's going on with
that?
Well,
he told me he had Black De Niro forming, and you know, he doing shows and all that. So I wanted to come on board and you know, help out, because you know, I've been in this music thing a long while, but it ain't really went nowhere for me.
Right.
But I've been blessed enough. You know, sometimes God does a lot of things in your life.
Hell to the big man upstairs, man.
Because, like, you know, God took me from my neighborhood and took me out to the suburbs, and we were still fighting with the Blood and Crip thing, but it was a little bit different because they weren't built like that out there. Like, my thing, I want to do music 24/7, but God said, no, you gonna drive this truck, but I'm gonna bless you like you done made 5 or 10 gold albums.
Now, at the current date, today, what are you and what is Back to Nero Boys and what is 21 Beats? I know that's your company, 21 Beats. And what are y'all working on right now? Project do y'all have in the mix?
Right now, we got a compilation album in the mix right now. We,
what's the name of it?
The Inauguration.
Inauguration. All right, y'all. So y'all hear it out there, the inauguration. Black and Nero Boys.
So right now we filling out artists and everything, and you know me, I'm not a knock on doors, get in folks' ear type of dude. But if I want to, you know, be a part of this industry, sometimes you got to knock on doors and network and solicit.
Are y'all accepting any kind of things from other artists out there that's up and coming that needs help in this game, or need to have a little boost to their portfolio? Are y'all taking anybody on to try to be on this compilation album? What y'all got going on to help the youth out there?
Yeah, well, we about helping the young folks, no matter what color or creed you come from. You know what I'm saying? Because we not about the violence, and we about unity. You know what I'm saying? And we trying to make something happen where everybody can eat, you know, and we trying to own something as opposed to jerking people out of their money and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's things of the past. We coming into the future, and we trying to build, and any young artists out there that think he has what it takes to be a part of this, Black De Niro Boys Entertainment, you know, submit your work to the Black De Niro Boys on Instagram or the Black De Niro Boys at gmail.com. You know, we not hard to find. We on Twitter. Right. We got the podcast opening up. So if y'all listening out there, submit your work.
And submit your work. What Boy just said, man. You know, submit your work, man. Get in touch with us, man, at blackdeniroboys.com. Or you can go find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the platforms. We there. You know what I'm saying? And 21 Beats, man, I especially want to thank you, man, for coming with us today, talking, giving us a little knowledge about background, the present time, and the future makings of this thing, man. Because we trying to make it better for everybody on the ground. It's not just out here trying to rip people's pockets off. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because we got a lot of especially brothers that's in the game that had a lot of influence that squandered it by robbing the young brothers trying to make it, you know, have them signed under bogus contracts to where they look around and they can't even go record at their next door neighbor's house and stuff like that, and then don't even put them out, you know. When it's enough money out there for everybody.
Most definitely.
You know, but
and with this said, though, like to say, man, we might have to wrap this up. You know what I'm saying? So we've been talking for a long time. You know, we're going to chop it up again, have you back probably in a couple of weeks, man, to see how far y'all got in y'all on y'all album as far as y'all shows concerned, and on far what y'all going to be doing for the community and stuff like that. I want to give a shout out to all my boys, man, my homeboy Bullet, man. That's my little partner, man, for my neighborhood, who's doing good things, man, to him and his family. I want to give a shout out, man, to my bro out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to you and your family. Most definitely, Quinn, tell your brother I told him hi, man. What's going on? Hook up with a boy. And we'll be back as soon as we can, fellas. Y'all right. Take care out there, man. This is Back to Bear Boys Entertainment. Quinn, thank you again for coming. When you come back to talk to us one day,
For sure. And I just want to say Godspeed to everybody out there, man. You know, we as colored folk need to own our own stuff and put out our own media and content, as opposed to always expecting the other folks to come in and save us and put us out and all that. We got digital media, we got all kind of platforms, so it's about putting the pedal to the metal and all gas and no brake.
All gas and no brake, man. This is your boy B-Rock getting at y'all. We're getting to the bottom of it, and that's what we're doing. We're getting to the bottom of it. Because everything we talk about on here is going to be real, no fake. Like he said, all gas, no brakes. Like, man, I'd love to have you back, man, one day with your family, too, man. Have your wife come in here and talk to some people, man, so we can inspire some of these young black sisters out here, too, man.
For real. I want to set my wife on these sisters so she can put them up on game, you know. She's about to be on the Kev Mack videos pretty soon.
For sure.
You know,
for sure.
So
I got you, man.
We definitely gonna get her on this platform.
I got you. So all y'all out there, the kids, to the sisters, to the brothers, y'all make sure y'all tune in next time with us, man. This is getting to the bottom of it, man. We talking. BlackDeNiroBoys.com. See y'all in a little while. I'm going, Quinn. You have a nice day, bro.
All right, peace out, brother. Keep God first.
God first. Godspeed, baby.